So next item is a discussion of 234 Main Street LLC application for benefits.
Do you want me to take this, Jen, or do you want to?
I can start it. So this project is a mixed use residential and retail building. It's new construction in Hurleyville. It's on a piece of land that's owned by the Center for Discovery, and it's under a 99-year lease to 234 Main Street LLC. And part of the reason for the discussion today is that this project doesn't fit neatly into any of the agency's uniform tax exempt policies, because it does include a substantial residential component. And the retail portion, our UTEP has certain restrictions on retail as well. So the reason we brought this up today is to discuss whether the board would be interested in pursuing a deviation from the uniform tax exempt policy to support this project.
In a little bit further background, we've met a couple of times, most recently with Jackie Leventhoff, who was asked to suggest to the IDA that we adopt a Main Street tax exemption policy in her capacity working for Sandra Gary. And those meetings concluded by the realization that any project on a Main Street is likely to be unique, and that if we got an application for a project on a Main Street that made sense, we would handle it as a deviation as opposed to try to develop a policy which would be difficult to uniformly apply, because every Main Street project will likely be different. So it's a natural follow-on to what we've been telling Main Street developers, which is please do work on our Main Streets, but the agency would have to handle applications by a deviation process.
Any comment from the board? I just want to disclose that the center is a client of mine. So
I am obviously recusing myself from the discussion. That's Howard. I'm not disclosing anything. I'm recusing myself.
Well, we're not voting on anything now anyhow, so I'm still
recusing myself for the discussion.
Okay.
Well, how does the agency wish to proceed? We have an application. It does not fit our UTEP.
Have we been in this situation before?
Yeah, but not with a project that actually moved, which is why we've never, I don't recall us doing a deviation other than for some exotic things like tax policy.
Mm-hmm.
But the three impacted taxing jurisdictions, the way a deviation request works is we develop a UTEP outside of our existing UTEPs, and then we put the county, the town, and the school on notice and get input from them. Do they want us to help a project for Main Street to be redeveloped or not is sort of the core question.
Do we, out of curiosity, even though I'm recusing myself, do we do anything on substantial real estate development?
Yes. I mean, Ideal Snacks Building, it was a real estate development with a manufacturing business inside. We've done quite a number of retail. We did Candy D Store in Neversink. We did something in Wurtsboro. We've done quite a number of real estate projects where the
residential is what I meant, I thought.
We have not done any residential in the past, no.
No, retail we do, but residential we don't.
We have not done residential other than residential where there were federal tax credits available, like the projects we did with Jonah Mendelbaum.
Yep.
But there are towns and villages that believe that bringing people to Main Street will be a way to make their communities better. and what the town of Fallsburg's position on this would be, we wouldn't know unless we move ahead with a deviation request. If we move ahead with it and the county, town, and school are all against it, I think that gives us one signal. If we move ahead with it and the county, town, and school are all in favor of it, and they're the taxing jurisdictions, that would give us, you know, sort of the opposite signal, and it could be anywhere between those two goalposts.
Did they give in any indication on what benefits they were seeking of the three?
The estimated sales tax exemption is $150,000. The mortgage tax exemption maximum will be $20,000, and the real property tax abatement would be to be determined depending on the level of abatements that the IDA would wish to pursue. The total project cost is about $2.7 million. And just to remind you, the project includes four retail storefronts, which would total about 2,500 square feet, and then eight two-bedroom rentals, apartments.
Did they give an indication on who they were going to market the apartments to?
No, they just say competitively priced retail and residential rentals.